Maybe hoping to make his case ahead of a vote in the House. Maybe hoping to change the subject from last week's tepid jobs numbers. The president today launched his push to extend the Bush tax cuts for 1 year, but limit that break to families earning less than $250,000. Some Democrats disagree with the cutoff point. They say it should be families making over $1 million that are cut off. But the Romney campaign blasted any caps, calling the president's plan a massive tax increase. And House Republicans agree with him. They're expected to vote to expand all the Bush-era cuts later this month. Martin Cady is editor with Politico. He's with us now. Martin, briefly, what case is each side making for their position on this?
Well, the president is banking on the idea that he can sell a tax cut or a continued lower tax rate to 98% of Americans. So he basically is saying, I just want to raise marginal tax rates on the top 2%, households making more than $250,000 a year. Most Republicans take a pledge never to raise taxes on anyone. It's a very powerful pledge. It's one that they stick to, and they say, no tax increases on anyone, no matter how much money they make. The Republican argument is that this doesn't just make rich people pay more in taxes. They say that there's a lot of small businesses that employ people, that are job creators on Main Street, that would have a tax increase under the Obama plan. So that's where they that's how they set this up.
Well, the Bush tax cuts are set to expire at the end of this year. At the same time, deep cuts in federal spending are set to kick in. This is being called the fiscal cliff. You know, Taxmageddon, I think we've said. Some economists say that the weakness in hiring is due to this uncertainty about what's going to happen with the tax breaks. So there does seem to be some urgency. With that in mind, touch on the charges that the president's announcement today is politically motivated, that he's trying to change the subject to the cuts.
Well, I mean, the president did get a bad jobs number, but he seems intent on sticking to the line that, we need to wealthier Americans need to pay their fair share, and this also plays into the Democratic narrative against Mitt Romney. He's a rich guy who his money is taxed at a rate of 15%, which, as if you've ever heard Warren Buffett speak about this, is a lower rate than his secretary pays. The Democrats obviously think this polls well, and it polls well in swing states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, where a lot of middle-class people are struggling to get by. The president's not going to raise taxes on them, but they might look at a Mitt Romney and be angry that this guy pays a lower tax rate than them.
Well,
That's the narrative that the Democrats are trying to build.
Well, but there is a House vote on the tax cuts coming up, so he might want to get ahead of that. But I just want to ask, Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Chuck Schumer disagree with the president. They want to extend the Bush tax cuts for income up to $1 million. So is this the president now at odds with his party, or is this perhaps actually politically astute because it allows a scenario where Democrats might say, we actually disagreed with our president and we're willing to reach across the aisle to raise the cap on the on the cuts?
I mean, look, the president is running his own race now, and he's not really doesn't seem like he needs to coordinate this with congressional Democrats. There is an opportunity for congressional Democrats to look, more reasonable, I guess, is one way to put it, where they can go to their targeted members, people in tough races, and say, look, why don't you, it might be good for you to get a little distance from this president. If you're a swing state Democrat anywhere, in whether it's North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, you could say, nah, $250,000 for a household is not what I want to raise taxes on. But if we go up to $1 million, we can make Republicans look unreasonable by saying they won't even, embrace a small tax increases on people making more than $1 million during a year during tough economic times.
Well, by the way, people don't ever talk about the numbers here, but we're told by Harold Gleckman of the Urban Policy Institute that a family making between $200,000 and $500,000 would pay from a couple thousand to $7,000 more in taxes. But if you go up to people over $1 million, they would pay about $130,000 more.
Yeah, it's a significant increase on people over $1 million. I mean, this is not a massive tax increase per household for those upper income people, like you said, whether it's $250,000 up to $500,000, which is very much upper income. But I think this is also a potential issue in affluent swing state suburbs. I think of where a lot of us live in the D.C. area, Northern Virginia. That is not that does not make you rich in this area. That the $250,000 threshold. There's a lot of swing voters who are like, you know what? I don't want my taxes increased.
Nope.
So They have to worry about that.
Even though it might raise $850 billion, but that's a subject for another day. Martin Cady of Politico, thanks so much.
Thank you.